A deeper understanding is required because sila is not just those few things that has been spoken or discussed. So the English equivalent word is morality. That's why here sila means keeping your precepts. When you have your precepts, means you have sila. And what are precepts? Precepts are training rule, according to the Buddha, that the cultivator undertake to abstain from. So when you can keep your precept, means you avoid all evil. So avoiding evil is number one for morality or sila. That's why you renew your precept. And the Buddha say the minimum is 5 precepts. So you can keep to your 5 precepts and does not violate them, means you have sila. Yeah, these 5 precepts are major evils. If you break them, you commit major evils. And it will cause your coming downfall, your coming potential to become severe karma. Because those who break the 5 precepts, they are people with the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. If you go through the precept, you will know. Take, for example, the first precepts. Panatipata viramani sikha padang samadhi yami. What does it mean? It means I undertake the training rule to abstain from killing or causing harm to fellow living beings. So we now inquire, find out, who will kill and harm fellow living beings? It's definitely people who are deluded, isn't it? Foolish, who doesn't have the understanding of the law of karma, the dhamma. And greedy people, out of selfishness, they kill. Out of greediness, they misappropriate and steal. So all this has the evil roots. Or angry and violent people who will kill and harm people because of their emotion, their anger. So all this clearly denote to us that this precept is very important. That if you violate this precept, it will condition, karmic conditioning for you to reap what you sow. You kill and harm people. In future, when there is condition, people will kill and harm you back. So similarly, if you violate all the other precepts, you create your karmic negativity, karmic downfall. So the friction of your negative action and tendency, they will give rise to affliction in the future, suffering, misery. Because according to this law of karma, you reap what you sow. Do good begets good, do evil begets evil. So keeping precept is the best way to avoid all evil. That's why the advice of the Buddha is to avoid all evil. And to do that, you need to have sila. That's why you keep your precept. Every time we pay our respect, we chant the salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, and also we pay salutation to Lord Buddha and all the great beings. We follow by the renewal of 5 precepts. Of course, before that, you can take your 3 refuges. Then immediately after that, the Buddha always remind you to renew your 5 precepts, constantly reminding you that this moral principle, sila, is very important. Out of love and compassion for you, the Buddha introduced this morality or sila to protect you so that you'll take care of karma. If you take care of karma, means you have sila. If you don't have sila, you will create negativity of action, speech, and thought process, which will bring about coming downfall, coming negativity. Then when you violate these moral principles, your life will be afflicted. Just like the law of karma is very powerful. You reap what you sow. Do good begets good, do evil begets evil. You plant the seed of evil, you reap the fruit of evil. You plant the seed of wholesomeness, you reap the fruit of wholesomeness. That's why if you are good and kind to people, people will be good and kind to you. That is what the nature's law is. So when you get into trouble, you have to recall the fifth contemplation that the Buddha said. According to Lord Buddha, he said, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of our karma. If karma plays such a great role in our life, what must we do? We must take care of karma. That's how the advice of the Buddha come about. How do we take care of karma? The Buddha said, avoid all evil. That's why the three great advice of all Sama Sambuddha is the same. It start off by asking you to keep your sila, to avoid all evil. Then cultivate goodness, wholesomeness, to develop good karmic conditioning or merits, virtue and wholesomeness, so that your life will be in accordance with the Dhamma way, so that you will have the good life. Because when you are virtuous, kind, when you have a lot of goodness, wholesomeness, merits, you will reap them. This is what you cultivated. This is what you have given to people. That's why it will come back to you. You will have the good life, the good condition to have the good life. Then the last advice is, of course, to purify our mind, to develop wisdom so that we are not deluded, so that we will not be entangled by the gullible, what they call luring of the senses. Yeah. So if you are deluded, gullible, you can be lured by the senses. And this is what the Buddha called craving, desire, leading to suffering. So when the senses lure you, it will condition you to grasp, to cling, to hold, and try to own and possess. Then the evil root starts to surface. You become greedy, covetousness. You start to develop craving, attachment, clinging to things, holding on to things, believing that you exist and all this can be real and they belong to you. All this is Sakkayaditi delusion. Like the Buddha said, if your body also doesn't belong to you, then where and sound, where and wealth, where and property and all these things. He said only the foolish, the fools lament. That's why the fool only lament and say, my son, my wealth, my possession. This only the fools lament. Because even that very body also don't belong to him. Then where and son, where and wealth, where and property. So all these are famous quote and saying by Lord Buddha. So you have the Dhamma, the wisdom, you will see very clearly. All these are conditioned arising entities or phenomena. They come and they go following nature's law. If you understand nature's law, following the Dhamma way, then you will know how to input the appropriate condition for all these things to arise so that it will belong to you. You can have it for quite a while. But if you do not have that understanding, then you simply through negative tendency or wrong way try to have them, they will not stay with you. You reap what you sow, you will lose them all. Yeah. Whatever you get, to inappropriate means or evil way, you will lose them back based on the karmic law. You cannot escape. So all this understanding are very important. So I feel that this aspect of morality or sila is more important. When you understand this, you will determine to keep your precept. You will undertake the training rules to avoid all evil. Cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, or cultivate precepts to avoid all evil.